put you on the throne.
The gown is too heavy.
It's tough being the matriarch.
No, the way I was early 20s when I met Ed, and I had been in France a year and 2 years in England, and then I was working for the pubs, in the pub office. They had on campus had a pub. And Ed claimed, well, there was a Coke machine at the end of the hall, and they had to go by the room where I was in the office. And Ed would come by, and, well, he would look in and marvel at my typewriter because he didn't have such a nice typewriter.
Typewriter, is that what they called him in those days, huh? Sorry, I'm the irreverent friend.
We have a Selectric in the attic.
And, well, and the first time we went, I had come to the pub, actually it was more a meeting place of young people drinking beer and so on, talking and setting the world in order. And I had Spanish classes, and my friend, she had Italian classes. And after, at the Abends, in the evening, which I can't think of the name anymore.
Which one?
The classes, it wasn't in a school, it was from the city or what. The language classes and other classes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, after that we would go to the pub, and actually there was a gay couple there, and I liked to talk to them because they didn't want to have any sex or whatever. It was a female.
They weren't hitting on you, Vinny. What on earth?
Yeah, well, we straightened out the world. And my friend, well, she wasn't interested in that much anyway, but she... And then when we left, Ed was at the door and held it open for us. And I thought, that's it. But he walked with me all the way home. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend, I usually brought her home first because she was kind of scared of, in the night, of people and so on.
Yeah.
And I wasn't. And then I went home, and Ed just kept on walking with me. So, well, if he has, and Ed has this funny gait. Mm. I mean, he was flopping a little bit, and I saw
that. He were not threatened by his walk.
And now I saw the... He had some bad feet or what, whatever, but that was Ed's gait. And Bob went home, and then he talked to me if he could meet me tomorrow, the next day. And either one brought up the concert, which was given next day, and. So we made a date for that. From then on, we met every day.
Vinny, what was the concert? Do you remember?
No, but maybe some. It was a...
It wasn't a Wagner opera, was it?
No, no, it was Mozart. And
oh, okay, opera, okay, something civilized.
A proper concert.
Okay.
Vinny, how was his German back then?
Oh, he was perfect.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Already?
Did he fool you? Did he, like, make it seem like he was from there? Or did he, like, mention that he was American?
Well, he was wearing an American uniform at work.
Oh.
Yeah. True, that was probably a
dead giveaway.
I work for the Americans.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
My mother married an Ami.
Yeah. And, but...
Ami is a German derogatory term for the American soldiers who served in Germany for 50 years.
Something we learned when we lived in Erlangen.
Which is something we learned, yeah.
Yeah.
Army base.
It's not too bad.
I've never heard that story before. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vinny, remind me, where did you get married?
In Regensburg.
In Regensburg.
In the Neupfarrkirche.
Gesundheit.
Lutherisch.
Okay.
Two weddings.
Yeah.
Two weddings.
You had a civil wedding and a church wedding, right?
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. He's wed twice to the same wife.
That's right. I know that.
Wife's so nice, you wed her twice.